timing is everything, and the Chinese could not have picked a better moment to announce sanctions against 28 U.S. officials than on the day of Joe Biden's inauguration as the 46th president of the United States. In a statement, the Chinese Foreign Ministry announced sanctions against Trump's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who was a strong opponent against China's policies, including on Hong Kong, the Uyghurs, trade, and the coronavirus pandemic. Also on the blacklist, Trump's trade advisor Peter Navarro, his Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar, his UN Ambassador Kelly Craft, former National Security Advisor John Bolton, and former Chief Strategist Steve Bannon. Beijing said the anti-China U.S. politicians had over the past few years interfered in China's internal affairs, undermined its interests, and offended its people. They and their immediate families are banned from entering China's mainland, as well as Hong Kong and Macau, and from doing business with the country. I'm Li Lingtan in New York.